More Christians die in Eritrea. A prayer effort to reclaim Haiti sees souls saved, and missionaries in Creative Access nations get counseling. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Eritrea's crackdown on Christians has claimed two more lives. Open Doors USA's Carl Muller says,
two young women, 23 and 27, Hiwet Tesfu and Zimani Mahari, were reported to have died in one of these military camps.
The pair had been in the Ala military camp outside Asmara for over 2 years.
Both of these women apparently had been in ill health, been tortured. They were routinely denied medical treatment.
The great paradox, Muller notes, is that
it is sometimes exactly those places where the situation is the most desperate that we see the growth of the church most dramatically. I believe that it's because that in the midst of this crucible of persecution, Christians are continuing to stand up.
There's one thing you can do.
Pray for those who are in prison as if we were in prison with them, to stand with them in ways that gives us all the opportunity to be one body.
Next, Haiti's rivers swelled dangerously as Tropical Storm Emily took a swipe at the disaster-prone nation. It could have been much, much worse. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks is cautiously optimistic. Concern remains because
Haiti is so vulnerable to flooding because so many of the trees and so forth have been cut for firewood and charcoal and cooking that there's not a lot to prevent mudslides and terrible flooding.
Combined with severe poverty, it doesn't take much to completely disrupt people's lives in the quake zone. The team reported no ill effects from Emily's visit, although Sparks says it's possible that the impact could come as they check on their evangelistic partners.
We want to continue to pray for the safety of the missionaries and the Haitian people as well. There's a wide diversity of geographic conditions in Haiti, from lowlands to the mountainous areas and so forth. And so depending on the conditions, people are subject to different threats.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Recently, we told you about a revival taking place in northwest Haiti and a prayer effort to reclaim the country from voodooism. The goal was to pray at every crossroad in the city. Well, God moved. According to Pastor Robert Ulysses, voodoo leaders not only came to watch, but many were saved. Ulysses says some people said that they waited to see if Christians could hold the services at the crossroads without being struck dead. Well, with fear overcome, many gave their hearts to Christ. Read the whole story at our website. Next, witnessing violence, experiencing persecution, and rearranging cultural ideas isn't easy. The Evangelical Alliance mission or team takes care of their missionaries in volatile areas through counseling. Team Steve Edlin says,
people, particularly in the Middle East and Central Asia, work under a lot of stress. There's trauma, as we all know, in that region of the world.
Someone needs counseling, though.
Oftentimes, the only option really is to bring somebody home.
To make counseling more accessible, team is building a new counseling center in Turkey, centrally located to help missionaries from all over. It's part of spreading the gospel.
Healthy missionaries plant healthy churches and have healthy relationships. They're much more effective in sharing the gospel than if they're dealing with a marital issue, or they're depressed, or they're burned out because of stress, or they're just traumatized by something that's happened in the country.
To get going, team needs three qualified counselors and a director. Our website has that information for you. And as a church mission team left El Salvador with no water well success, who would have thought a miracle would happen? After drilling two holes, they left thinking defeat. The national team of Living Water International decided to go back. They drilled even more without success. On their third attempt, they drilled 70 meters. Still nothing. Waiting for the team to return, the villagers held a worship and prayer time, and then the miracle. The well filled with water. Pray many will come to Christ as a result of that. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, don't you? But it's too expensive, right? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip Contest and you can go for free. If you've never been before, you qualify. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.